You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
On we roll on a Thursday afternoon, inching ever closer to the weekend, which means a marquee matchup on the college gridiron will kick off in a little under 48 hours as the Red River rivalry is renewed in Dallas between Oklahoma and Texas. And we bring on Ryan Aber to talk more about it. Covers OU football from the Oklahoman. Ryan, thank you for your time. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. And, you know, looking forward to this game on Saturday afternoon. Just on a broad note, what does this game mean for college football?
Oh, it's you know, one of the biggest games every year, just because of the uniqueness of it. It's to me, really, Army Navy is the only thing that really even comes close as far as the uniqueness of the rivalry. But also, you look at the college football playoff race, and whichever team wins this will have an inside track into making the CFP this year. Neither of these teams have any ranked teams left on their schedule beyond that. So you figure, you know, unless they meet in the Big 12 championship game again, that they should have a fairly smooth sailing the rest of the way. Although obviously college football generally doesn't work like that, but certainly a massive game every year. But this year is probably maybe the most important game since 2011 when they entered with similar circumstances.
You know, when you put it that way, I feel like we always say that about Ohio State, Michigan, that there's just massive implications when they meet at the end of the regular season in the Big Ten. And it hasn't always been that way with the Iron Bowl between Alabama and Auburn. But do you believe those are kind of the three kind of defining rivalries in college football? I understand Army-Navy kind of has its own thing at the end of the year. But when it comes to the conference rivalries, are those the three that stand out above the rest?
Yeah, when you talk about national importance, those are three that sort of separate themselves in different ways. In my mind, what I was referring to about OU Texas and Army Navy being unique is the circumstances of it played, you know, halfway between both campuses, split down the 50-yard line in the middle of the State Fair of Texas,
yep,
which always adds a different element. But what makes this game different from that other one is the national title implications that can fairly often rest on the results of the game. And that's certainly the case this year. And, I believe that Ohio State, Michigan is the only rivalry in the country that has been played more among two ranked teams.
Sure.
We get another version of that this year. In Dallas, certainly two undefeated teams, so it's a big one here. You know, still relatively early in the season down there in Dallas.
Okay, let's talk about the team you cover specifically, and that's Oklahoma. How have the Sooners turned it around after a disappointing 2022?
Well, I think first of all their focus went on to the defensive side and how to make that better. Obviously, that's been Brent Venables' calling card for decades. And he was really disappointed with the way that they were able to play defense last year. Didn't have much depth, had to use certain guys for, you know, 90 to 95% of the plays. And that's just not a winning formula, especially when you're going against good teams. And they really beefed up the depth there, especially in the front seven, adding guys like Trace Ford from Oklahoma State, a couple other guys, Jacob Lacey from Notre Dame, recruiting some high school guys who are ready to jump in there in Peyton Bowen at safety and PJ Adebayor on the defensive line. And those guys have been able to be productive, and they've been able to rotate guys through and show a whole lot more depth than they have in the last really decade probably. And then you look at the offensive side, and you've got to start with Dylan Gabriel and the way that he's been able to make the right decision. He's not holding on to the ball and taking unnecessary sacks like he did last year. And he's also taking chances down the field in a way that we didn't see last year in this OU offense, as their wide receiver group, which was a question mark, a big-time question mark entering the season, has proved to have some depth to it with different leaders in catches, receptions, or in catches, in yards, and in touchdowns. they've been able to really spread the ball out, and that's made this offense look a whole lot more like OU fans are used to seeing their offense look.
All right, well, when you lay it out like you did and break it down, and when we look at these scores of their five games, perhaps a little bit more of a slog at Cincinnati, but it sounds like it's a pretty complete football team.
Yeah, I think the biggest question marks on each side of the ball, first of all, offensively, is will they be able to run the ball effectively? Because Texas has been really good against the run this year. Oklahoma has been really uneven. Marcus Major has had some good runs in each of the last couple of games, but hasn't really had that breakout complete game yet. OU has tried to figure out who their number one running back is. It looks like it's Major. With Devontae Barnes still a little bit banged up, Gavin Sawchuk hasn't really established himself. So that's a question mark in this one. Can they run the football and be effective? I actually wrote about this today. In this series, over the last 23 matchups, the team that wins the rushing battle is 20-2.
Wow.
In this one. So that goes a long way toward deciding the winner. There was one year when they finished with exactly the same amount of rushing yards. And then on the defensive side, is can they get after Quinn Ewers and make him
right.
Get rid of the ball quickly? The OU's defense has been great this year so far, but they haven't been able to get consistent pressure on the quarterback. And if they're not able to do that against Quinn Ewers, when you've got a wide receiver like Xavier Worthy, a tight end like Tavion Sanders, it becomes really difficult to stop teams consistently if you can't force the quarterback to get rid of the ball quickly.
Ryan Aber, our guest from the Oklahoman, covers the Oklahoma Sooner football team as they get ready to take on the Texas Longhorns in the Red River rivalry game. And Ryan, it's cliche, but I wanted to kind of ask you where this game will be won, and it sounds like you kind of answered that with the stuff about the rushing battle. Cliche to just talk about the trench battle, but is that ultimately just what determines another Red River game here?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the area where it is determined. Obviously, turnovers and special teams plays make such a big difference in this game, but I think it's going to come down to which team's able to run the ball more effectively and which team's able to stop the other team's run, because Texas has been really good on the run so far this year, but OU has been solid at stopping the run on the defensive side. So I think, to me, if you pick out one factor to decide this game, that's going to be it, especially after, like I mentioned, looking up the numbers and seeing how often that's determined the winner in this game.
Obviously, we can look at the, casual fan might look at the small numbers in front of the two schools and see a 3 for Texas and a 12 for Oklahoma and think that Texas might be a notch above Oklahoma just in terms of the way the two teams have performed so far in 2023. Do you believe that to be the case, or do you think that these are two pretty even teams?
Well, I think both of those things can be true. I think generally these are two fairly even teams, but Texas has been the one that's been challenged. They went out and beat Alabama and earned that high ranking that they've gotten. And heck, maybe even a little bit higher than they are right now with the quality of win that was. Oklahoma's schedule has been lighter. They haven't been tested in that same way, but at the same time, the numbers that they're putting up on both sides of the ball have been really impressive. So I'd give the edge to Texas just because they've been through the fire this year, but certainly Oklahoma has looked like a team that has a chance to, at the end of the season, be a whole lot better and be in a position that they're used to versus where they were last year when they finished 6-7.
All right, Ryan, last one for you. I'm from the Northeast. I've never been to one of these games. What's the atmosphere like, and is it going to be a split 50-50 crowd?
Yeah, it's always split right down the middle, 50-50, yeah. Right at the 50-yard line. You've got OU fans on the one side with the tunnel, Texas fans on the other, except for a little cutout that makes up the difference in that tunnel on the other side. It's sort of an island over there, which is always interesting. To be down there for some of the OU fans. And then just having the state fair around it, because there's almost 100,000 people inside the stadium for the game, but you've also got about that many outside, most of them OU or Texas fans, watching the game on TVs and things like that inside the state fair and eating a lot of heavy calorie food and getting a lot of that a lot of that beer in the State Fair, which is why this game always kicks off most of the time at 11 a.m. Sometimes it winds up being a 2:30 kick locally. I think that could be the case a little bit more as they make the move to the SEC. But there's a reason why this game is never played at night, because it could be a dangerous atmosphere out there if you give give college football fans, especially in these two schools, that much lead up to get worked up over it.
Fair enough. Well, looking forward to reading your work and looking forward to watching this game. Ryan Aber from the Oklahoma and covers the Oklahoma Sooner football program. Ryan, thank you for your time. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, I'll do it. Thank you so much for having me on. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Let's do some NFL Week 5 best bets. That's next for Sooner Sports, Sports Map Radio.